SB2 would gradually add 90 charter school licenses in Texas by the year 2019. Republican Senator Robert Nichols was the only senator to vote against it. He said the state should put more money towards public schools. Some teachers' associations are also expressing concerns, specifically with a provision allowing school boards to create district charter schools to serve up to 15% of an entire school district population. In Austin, that would be about 13,000 students. SB2 is Republican Senator Dan Patrick's bill. He says some school district superintendents told him they want the same flexibility as open enrollment charter schools.
I'm giving them that flexibility that if they want to establish a charter campus, which gives them more flexibility than they have under the education code, they can do so.
That means campus charters would have the same rules as open enrollment charters. Those campuses wouldn't be required to abide by the majority of provisions in the Texas Education Code. Brock Gregg is with the Association of Texas Professional Educators. He says that's a concern.
We feel like that is just a way to allow campuses to not have to have class size limits, to not require certified teachers, and other quality standards that we think are very important to a child's education.
Lonnie Hollingsworth is with the Texas Classroom Teachers Association.
What happens to the rights and benefits that are in the education code for that teacher? There's no requirement for a contract. There's no salary schedule required. So our concern is that the teachers could all of a sudden just find themselves totally without rights and benefits.
The bill also would allow school districts to create at least one feeder pattern system. That means students could go to an in-district charter school from elementary through middle and high school. It also allows any campus that receives the lowest performance rating to be made a charter. David Dunn is with the Texas Charter Schools Association. He says local school districts should have the same flexibilities as an open enrollment charter.
In terms of teacher contracts, class size, school year, some of those things are some of the very flexibilities that charter schools are using in order to better meet the needs of parents. And if local school districts want to use some of those same flexibilities to better meet the needs of parents and students, then we're all for it.
Right now, school districts can create a campus charter if parents and teachers petition the school board or if the charter school is opened on a new campus. Again, Lonnie Hollingsworth.
This new creature that is called a district charter, which in all other respects looks just like these campus charters, can be decided and imposed upon that campus simply by a designation by the school board. So there's no element of choice for either the educators on that campus or the parents.
Senator Patrick says many specifics regarding teacher contracts or student enrollment should be decided on a local level. Kate McGee, KUT News.